What's up, performance marketers? I have a treat for you today. Today, I am going to talk to you about the lead generation business that I've been in for the last 17 years plus, and I'm going to show you a 7-step framework on how you can follow this process for you to be in business day one. So stick around and let's dive in. I spent the last 17 years building my 8-figure performance business without using any of my own money, working with some of the most brilliant direct response marketers in the world today. Now I'm looking for entrepreneurs to join my affiliate army, built on ethics, transparency, and good old hard work. Join me to change the perception of how people view the greatest business in the world, affiliate marketing, and follow along as I learn, apply, and share performance marketing strategies working with some of the brightest people on the planet. My name is Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast. All right, so I've been in the lead gen business for 17 plus years. I never had a product, services, no fulfillment, no customer service. The business is unbelievable. You're able to come in and find partners who have the products, the services, the fulfillment, the customer service, and you take your talents to be able to generate leads. And by doing so, those companies can then close more business. Let me explain to you a little bit about the lead gen business as a whole. First off, leads are a necessity. Every company needs leads, and that never stops. It's recession proof. No matter what time of year, what's going on in the world, there's always going to be a company that is going to need to buy leads. So knowing this skill set will set you up to be able to earn at any given point, whether you have your own products or you're focusing on just lead gen as a whole. So these skills that I'm trying to teach you guys is a necessity, in my opinion, because once you understand them and you can execute on what I'm showing you, that will put you in a position of leverage. One, for if you have a product and service of your own, you know what you're doing, you can go generate leads for your business. Or two, you could do it for somebody else while you're transitioning into a different business or you're just starting out. So we're going to review the lead gen business, and I'm going to go over all of the steps you need to take. Now, this is for coaches. This is for people that are selling info products. This is for anybody selling e-commerce online. This is for authors. This is for newbies. Anybody that wants to start a new business, this could put you into business and help you with generating revenue immediately without having to take months upon months to figure out who you are, what product you want to sell, all that good stuff. So let me go over quickly what the lead generation business is. So first off, the lead gen business is simply the process of attracting strangers to try to convert them from a potential customer into a buyer. A lead is just a person or an organization that has expressed some interest in whatever product or service you're promoting online. This business is big. There's advertisers buying leads all day long. In 2019, the lead gen business, advertisers bought $2.6 billion. And it's forecasted $2.6 billion in 2019. And it's forecasted in by the end of 2023 to reach $3.2 billion. So people are buying leads. That's a lot of money. People are buying leads. That is air, right? It's somebody saying, yes, I'm interested in your product. Now, if somebody gets me to go to an advertiser, they're going to get paid for my interest. I need that product. I want that product. They want to sell me it. And there's someone in the middle that's generating my action to connect me with that advertiser, and they get paid. There's three types of leads when you're out in the market. There's cold leads, warm leads, and hot leads. And I get this question a lot. People will ask me, well, how much can I pay per lead? And anybody that just gives you a number, anybody that just tells you that leads usually cost X, they're cuckoo. Because a lead is only worth whatever the quality of that lead is and what the conversion rate from that lead is to a sale and what that sale is worth to the advertiser, to the company. So the only way you really could figure out what you can afford, what your allowable is all based on reverse engineering your entire business. Now, there's going to be different costs per lead depending on the intent of the consumer, and that will dictate what the conversion rate on the sale will be. For example, if somebody's going into Google and typing in a keyword, life insurance, they have life insurance on their mind and they're searching for it inside the search engine. That lead is going to be a very high quality lead because they're coming in and taking an action to find something that they need. The chances of that person becoming a customer are very high. They have intent versus other types of traffic, which is, for example, if you're buying an ad on Facebook, you're going onto your profile, you're going into Facebook, you're looking in your newsfeed. You have zero intention on looking for any life insurance. And what the life insurance company is trying to do, or the lead generation company they're working with, is they're trying to create some pattern interruption for you, where you see something that piques your interest. That same person that just searched could also be on Facebook, and they have life insurance on the back of their mind. They've been thinking about doing it, and they see an ad in their newsfeed. You do an unbelievable job of a headline, a good picture. You get their attention. You attracted them, and they click. Okay, awesome job. There's a lot of other steps that go from that point on, whereas where you're taking them, but your ultimate goal is getting them to sign up for something and then a sales process to turn them into a customer. But the point is, the mindset of that person is very different than the person that was at Google. The person at Google had intent for life insurance. The person on Facebook went to go look in their newsfeed and you caught their attention. The conversion rate from that lead on Facebook versus that lead on Google will be different. If I had to bet, I'd say the conversion rate from a lead to a sale in Google will be much higher than the conversion rate on Facebook. And based off of the cost of media, the conversion rate and the amount of sales you generate, that'll dictate what the cost per lead is, what you're paying on every lead that you generate. So there's never just one answer. You always want to track by each source when you're generating leads. For now, what I want to do is I'm going to take you through a process, a 7-step process on the lead generation business for anyone out in the world. If you're new and you have never, ever been in the online business before, you can learn this. You can use my Survey Detective platform. You can use my beer method and start generating leads for other people that have businesses today and be in business within 30 days. Pay attention here, listen in, and I'm gonna go through these steps right now. So number one is you wanna do lead research. This is where you use an investigative survey in my platform. You wanna know your customer. You wanna understand who your diehard customers are, or if you're the lead gen business, you are trying to understand who is your client's diehard customers. Who are they? Where are they on the internet? You need to understand who they are. You need to know the customer. The more you know about them, the better. So when you're doing this and you're generating some information from your research, the second thing you want to do in this process for leads is you want to score them. You want to score your leads. You could do this with like some point awarded system, and you're going to base this on many different factors. So you could do it if they're taking a survey and they're answering questions. You can do it based on how they answer their questions. If you ask questions where they have to write in their answers, you can look on how descriptive they are, how much information they give you. That can be a way for you to score them. You can score them based on how much information they give you for contacting them, right? Email, name, phone number, connecting to social, things of that nature. You can also score them on the stage they are in the life cycle of the sales process, okay? But you want to be able to score them with points because you want to know who your diehards are. You figure out who your diehards are, and then you figure out who has the most points, and you find your diehards. Now, this is the part where we're going to start to drive traffic to our surveys, to our lead magnets, using different tactics. And this is where the cold lead comes in. Now, what's a cold lead? A cold lead is someone that we identified as someone who qualifies for your business, your advertiser's business, to be a potential customer. So they qualify to be a customer, but they don't know who you are. They have zero awareness about you. They have zero awareness about the product. They have zero awareness about the brand. They don't know anything about the product or service that we're trying to generate a lead for. But they fit the criteria of somebody who looks like our diehard customer. So what we're going to do is we're going to create our segmentation survey so that we can now segment the data that's coming through this survey with people that have similar characteristics. We're identifying our diehards and we are grouping similar people. What we're going to do with this is we're going to take this data that we know about the people coming through the segmentation survey so that we can create the custom messaging. We're creating perception that we've created a solution that fits their exact situation. And we're going to do this by us generating leads, lead generation. This is where we are going to drive traffic to our segmentation survey. This is where we start to capture the cold leads, okay? When you're doing research and you're scoring, those are people that are your customers. Those are people that you know like what you sell or what your clients sell. So now you're taking all this information and you're looking to generate a cold lead. And you're doing that with a segmentation survey. So by generating traffic to your segmentation survey, this is going to be the way that you're going to be generating your cold leads. Now, once you generate your leads, it's time for you to take them from the cold stage to the warm stage, right? We said there's three types. There's the cold, which are the people that have no awareness about you. They know nothing about you, but they fit the criteria of them potentially being one of your diehard customers. They have similar characteristics. So now it's your turn to work with these people, and you need to figure out, how am I going to take this person that has no awareness about me and turn them into what we call as a warm lead? Let me define for you what a warm lead is. A warm lead has some awareness about who you are. They've expressed some interest in your product or service. They've signed up for your segmentation survey. They've started to follow you on social media. They've subscribed to your YouTube channel or a podcast. But most importantly is they've opted in to your list. They've become a lead. They've given you information so that they can start to receive information. They've created a connection between the product and service, the brand, and them, for you to further communicate with them, okay? Now, you can turn these cold leads into warm leads if you do the following. You wanna understand them. You wanna be able to personalize the messaging for their exact situation. You wanna show them you understand what they're going through. This is where you're going to start to build that relationship with the lead. You've taken them from not knowing you to now they're starting to get a little bit of information on who you are, what you're about. And at the same time, this is where we start to build some authority. We do that by providing some information to these leads that they will deem as valuable. You're giving them something that is important to them that they want to know about. And that's how you're going to build up your authority. You're going to build up that relationship with this user. You're going to do that in a few different places. Number one is you're going to do this when you create your segmentation survey and you generate your lead, when they opt in on your lead capture page and they go to your outcome page. So immediately you're going to try to build up this trust and try to build some authority, show them that you get them, and start the process from them having no idea who you are to now starting to get a good understanding. Whether they buy something for you or not right there is not really that important. If they do, bravo, congratulations, they purchased, awesome. You generated the lead. That's the most important thing, because we're not expecting to have some cold lead from somebody who didn't know anything about you 5 minutes ago, take out their credit card and spend $5,000. It's not happening. It's not likely. One in, I don't know how many, a million, right? Or you just right time, right place, but it's not going to work. The idea here is that on the outcome page here, we're trying to warm up this lead and create that connection to get them to the next step. And what we're going to do in this fifth step here is we are going to begin to nurture these leads. This is where we follow up. They always say in the marketing world, the money is in the list. Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, that's all true. You want to build your asset, you want to build up leads, you want to build up your customer list. And the most important part of nurturing these people is you need to stay in contact and follow up with them. So some of the things that you're going to do when you're following up with them is, one, you're going to reintroduce yourself. You're going to remind them why they subscribed in the first place. You're going to give them value. You're going to do this by sending relevant content, valuable content, and you're going to base this on each buying persona. And with every time you send a message to these users, you always want to end with a simple call to action. In the beginning, when you're starting to follow up with them and you're going through this process of taking them from a cold lead to a warm lead, and you're trying to give them information, typically you don't want to just lead with buy my $5,000 product. Simple calls to action could be joining a private Facebook group, connecting to Facebook Messenger, joining their Telegram, watching a webinar. It all depends on your business, but you want to do things that are free. Maybe if you want to sell something just to see if they're a buyer and they're willing to take their credit card out, you could do something as a low ticket, okay? $7 to like tops, maybe 47 bucks, maybe some guide of some sort. You got to feel it out. But regardless, the follow-up sequences are extremely important, because this is where we are taking leads from being warm to what we call hot leads, okay? Now, the follow-up sequence could be anywhere from 4 days, 8 days, 12 days. You never stop communicating with your list. Yes, you have a process, a follow-up sequence in the beginning from when they sign up, but that doesn't stop after your 12-day email sequence. You continue on, you pivot, you start getting them to do more things. Find out maybe they're interested in something else, another product that you sell, another affiliate offer that you might be able to get the user to sign up for that makes sense for them. But so at this point, if you're the lead gen company, you've already generated your lead. You've gotten paid on step four. But the thing is you're in a partnership with your advertisers. So if you're doing this for yourself, of course you care. But if you're in the lead gen business, you still care. Because if you generate leads for an advertiser and they don't close any sales, they're not going to continue to buy leads from you. Makes sense. In addition to that, the higher the quality of that lead is, the higher conversion rate you're going to see, which will be able to increase the amount of dollars they can pay per lead to you. Okay? So it benefits you, and this is why you need to stay in the game and you need to help your advertisers get to the finish line. And this is why I'm explaining this to you. So whether they're doing it or you're doing it, the process still has to happen. At this point now, what we're doing is we're taking our warm leads and turning them into our hot leads. And our hot leads are what we call our qualified leads. These are the people that have high interest in your product or service. They need it. They need your solution. They're highly interested in purchasing it. They're ready to go and they have a budget. Now, these people are the best leads possible. Hot leads know you. They know what you're about. They know what the brand's about. They see the value. They get it. They're chomping. They want to buy your product. To get somebody here, you've worked your butt off from a cold lead all the way down to working, nurturing, getting them to know exactly what the value is, and now realizing that they need you. Now, the best case scenario for a hot lead is somebody who's out and seeking a solution. So the best case, they're seeking a solution, right? We talked about that earlier. Somebody typing a keyword into Google, they're searching for a solution. They're seeking a solution for some pain point that they have, and your product's the one that can solve it. Unbelievable. You're going to close those people all day long. Now, that's not going to be the case all the time, and that's why we go through this process. We don't want to wait around for people to type in a word into Google. Sometimes there's a limited amount of searches that are being done on your product or service. So what do? Do you just not scale your business? Do you not grow your business because there's not enough search volume? I mean, it's great if you can get it, but you want to take control of your business. True direct response marketing. You're going and finding your qualified buyers. They don't even know that they need the product or service yet. They know they want something. You've qualified them in some way. You've scored them. And you're now identifying who these people are. They look like your diehard customers, but yet they don't know anything about you. So you're getting them in with a hook for them to learn something about themselves through some segmentation survey where you're going to group people on similar characteristics. You're going to start driving traffic to your segmentation survey so you can get somebody to opt in and give you their information, name, email, phone number, and now they're a cold lead. They're your cold lead. And you're going to warm those leads up by creating awareness with nurturing those leads with a follow-up. You're going to have some follow-up sequences. And by doing so, you're going to turn those leads into hot leads. Now, you have these hot leads. They're ready. They're ready to pull the trigger. So the next step in the process here is your sales team follow-up. Now you want to get these people to your sales team. You want your sales team to qualify these people and close them. The ultimate goal here is we're going to try to get them on the phone with our sales team, or we're going to sell them. You could have a product or service where the sales process, the sales team could be evergreen. It doesn't always have to be a phone call. Phone calls are great, especially when it's a higher ticket. But you could do it through a webinar. You could do it through a video sales letter. There's a lot of ways, but bottom line is there's a moment here where you have your hot leads and now it's time to close them with your sales team. Your sales team is either calling them, they're scheduling a call, you're getting them into the webinar, and you're getting them to close on the back end. You're getting them into your Facebook group, and then there's your community manager, and their job is to close that person. Whatever your sales process is, now is the time. And step 7 in the 7-step process is your lead analytics. You want to know your numbers. and you want to know it by each source. You guys just went through an entire process here. You did all your research to find out who the customer was, who your diehard was. You scored your leads to figure out who they are. You've profiled out your diehard so that now you know who they are so you can go out and buy traffic, find them on the internet. You're going to create your segmentation survey so that you now can identify which group they belong in, which target market they belong in. Then you're going to customize your messaging. You're going to create your perception. You're all that good jazz. And then you're going to start to generate your leads. This is the lead gen. You're driving the traffic to your segmentation survey and they're opting in to your lead capture page. Now on your outcome page is where you're going to start to warm up your leads for the first time, creating more awareness about who you are, what your product's about. But it doesn't stop there. Then you are starting to nurture those leads with your follow-up. And on your follow-up emails, you're doing this where you're talking to them. You're explaining to them who you are, what you're about, what the value is. You're sending them relevant content and you're creating a simple call to action. And by doing that, you're going to turn those warm leads into hot leads. And by doing so, you're going to hand that over to your sales team and your sales team is going to close the leads. And when they do that, you want to know, where did that lead come from? How did I do that? And let's do that a lot more. So you need to understand this. This is the process here where you start to learn your numbers and you know now what you can pay per click, what you can pay per lead, what you can convert from a lead to a sale, all that, all those numbers. And I'm going to give you a simple example of this for anybody that would want to be in this lead gen business. Let's take this example. You have an advertiser, call it, let's say the life insurance advertiser. So, all right, I'm a lead gen company. I got a life insurance company that's looking to buy leads. How much can they afford per lead? We're not sure yet. Perhaps they've done it before, but we need to figure out what they can afford per lead. But maybe they don't want to buy a lead. So this is where a performance marketer comes in. This is where you do what I do. This is what I teach you. And here's how it goes. The first thing is you want to understand the value of a customer. So let's hypothetically say the value of a customer is $200 to them. Now you want to understand what their allowable is. And they may not give you all this information, but realistically, you just want to understand what can they pay for every sale that they get. Allowable per sale that they can spend for customer acquisition. So let's call that $100. Now, let's say we generate 40,000 leads, okay? And on those 40,000 leads, they get 2,000 sales. How do you figure out what the cost per lead is? And I'm going to tell you. The first thing you do is you take these 2,000 sales and you multiply that by their allowable of $100. So you take 2,000 times 100 and that equals $200,000. So this life insurance company is thrilled. They'll pay you $200,000 every month for the rest of their lives as long as their business stays the same for those 2,000 sales because they know that they're going to be making $200. So if they pay $100 for every customer you get, they're making $200,000, right? So it's unbelievable for them. So for you, you now need to figure out, well, what's the cost per lead? So the way that you do that is you take this $200,000 spend and you divide it by the 40,000, right? So 200K divided by the 40,000 leads, and that equals $5 per lead. If you now want to arbitrage this, you need to figure this out. Well, let's pretend you're working on 30% margins, right? This is the $200,000 that you're going to get paid if you generate 40,000 leads for them. So at that rate, they're willing to pay you $5, which means that if you want to work at a 30% margin, your allowable, your media allowable per lead is $3.50. So you as the lead gen company, you're going to go out to the marketplace and you're going to try to generate these leads at $3.50. Now there's plenty of ways you can do deals. We can get into that at a later date. If you start working with me, I can talk you through it. But this is a way where you can bet on yourself without having to go through the process of trying to sell a company who doesn't want to buy Elite. They don't get it. They don't want to do it. That's just not their thing. And that's cool. You know, you could take a risk. You're not going to spend all your time and energy on something that doesn't work. But if you're able to generate a lead for $3.50, which with surveys, I know you can do. As a matter of fact, you can do it for a lot less in the same process. I've seen people generate leads for 25 cents. Now, in a scenario where you're taking risk and they're willing to pay you on a sale, well, at the end of the day, whatever you can generate that lead for, and if you can get it to back out for them at the $100 per sale, well, heck, if you were able to do that in this scenario, you'd make $4.75 per lead. Risk reward, guys. It's risk reward. People that want to get paid on a retainer, they don't have the upside. They get paid their retainer. They don't have as much risk. Someone that's going to take risk, who won't take that retainer, but's willing to take some more risk, could have a lot more upside when they make it work. So you're looking to make it work. And that's where you can make some big margins. But so in this scenario, if you do this on that 200,000, you're going to generate 40,000 leads times 350, which equals $140,000 in your cost, which means that the lead gen company is plus $60,000 net to them on one deal. It's not bad. That's one. What if you have 10 of those clients? 60,000 times 10 per month. This business is real, guys. People are always stressing about finding their product and they can't figure it out. And that's okay. And I'm not suggesting you don't figure it out. But while you do, start generating cash flow for yourself. Start generating leads. And you can do this with my process, okay? Bottom line here is you're thrilled. The client is thrilled. Everybody's happy. Everybody wins. At this point now, there's only two things to do. Well, really three things. First thing is you want to scale this business. So find a way to increase the volume and keep all of this the same. What is that? 5% conversion? It's a 5% conversion from lead to sale. You need to find a partner that can close, of course. Second thing you want to do is you want to find similar clients that you can repeat this process, repeat this entire process so you can scale your business. Because typically when you start getting some media going, yes, you need to watch it. Yes, you need to optimize it, but it runs. You have somebody, an account manager that's following the process, and then you can move on to the next and then keep your eyes on your reports. So the whole idea here, guys, is I just want to bring to light the lead gen business. It's real. There's big money in it. $2.6 billion was spent in 2019, $3.2 billion by the year 2023. By you understanding how to generate leads, understanding the process of generating leads, the seven steps here, it's putting you in a position of leverage for your own business and for your ability, if you don't have your own business or you're in between businesses, to generate leads for other companies, create cash flow for yourself, take that financial burden off the table so you can think straight if you're trying to build a business. I promise you, if you're trying to build a business and you have financial pressures, you're just not going to make the same decisions as if you are okay financially and you're building the business where you can make sound decisions. And you can do that this way. So the whole idea of what I'm going to be doing and what I've noticed when people are coming into my membership, I have the people that have their products, right? The people selling digital online products with coaches, the people that are coming in and immediately starting out creating a segmentation survey. They know their business. And those people are understanding this process for themselves. But there's these other people that they're just kind of figuring it out. They're either starting their business or they're in between and they're not really sure and they're trying to find out like who they are, who they want to work with and all that good stuff. My theory is I teach you lead gen business for you to learn this process so you can start generating some revenue in a very quick period of time while you figure out what you want to do when you grow up. What product do you want to sell? What service do you want to sell? Do you want to be a coach? Do you want to sell info products? Do you want to sell e-commerce products? whatever that is, you can figure that out. But at the same time, you can get certified. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create this certification for people to become a survey detective. And that's going to help the newbies. There's cases where there's coaches, there's people selling the info products, there's the authors, the dentists. These people may not want to come on to my platform and start generating leads. So in that instance, somebody who becomes certified in this process, in the Beer Method, to be able to use my survey detective platform, can connect with people where I win because they're using my platform. You win because you're getting a client and you're using the same process over and over. Now, the best part about this is you can cut deals where when you're generating these leads, you own those leads in addition to whoever you're selling them to. Deals like that are done all day long. You can get a retainer if you want. You can do a hybrid version where you get a retainer and you get upside on the leads based on the close rate. There's a lot of different ways you can spin this. Bottom line is the lead gen business is recession proof. It's something that you should know how to do. You should have an understanding on how to do it. And my method is the key. Sign up for surveydetective.io. Get on the VIP waitlist. If you're somebody that needs to generate leads for your business, or you want to be in the lead gen business. This is how people generate millions and millions of dollars. I just showed you the math down here before. $60,000 net a month with one client like this is $720,000 net. 10 of those clients is $7.2 million net. It's a nice living. And you're selling nothing. You're selling air. All you're doing is you're making a market. You're taking this process, finding somebody that needs something, finding the other person that has it, and putting them together. And you're getting a piece of it in between. It's a no-brainer. So I hope this was helpful for you guys. I wanted to go over this because I just think it's really important for you guys to understand this. And I hope to meet you one day. See you. I hope you come reach out. Become a performance marketer. Use my platform. I'd love to help you. So good luck, guys. Appreciate you listening. And I will see you on the next episode.
Would you like to learn how I built my business using other people's money? If so, then go join my 21-day challenge at performancemarketersecrets.com. I look forward to meeting you and welcoming you into my family. And remember, results don't lie, but the people who don't have any do. Thanks for listening.